EFF leader Julius Malema addressed supporters at a Women's Day rally in Matatiel in the Eastern Cape on Tuesday. Malema spoke on several issues and condemned gender-based violence and ukuthwala, the kidnapping of young women by men hoping to compel the woman's family to endorse marriage negotiations. The practice occurs mainly in rural parts of the Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal.
To molest and rape and kill a defenseless old woman. What type of a sick society have we become that we have no souls for old and young? This people of South Africa must rise, because in the absence of government, the people themselves must defend themselves. There's no one who's going to defend us. They don't want to defend us. We now have to take it upon ourselves to defend ourselves, like you did in 1956, like you did in 1976. You stood up carrying nothing but your hopes that this country will be liberated from apartheid. Today, we are being called upon to defend our country, this time not against apartheid, but against criminals who have declared war against the women of South Africa. There is no culture called ukuthwala. Ukuthwala is rape. There's no culture called ukuthwala, where you take a young kid and give that child to a toothless person. If Lena, you are a product of ukuthwala, let it end with you. Let the children go to school.
Malema criticized the people of the Eastern Cape for their consistency in voting ANC, despite the province governance crisis.
There is no any other government that can take care of black people except the EFF. It is us who are a problem, because we've got the solution.
It's not working. We continue to vote for it.
And time again, results are the same. Try something else, man. Try something else. Money laundering, racketeering, fraud, torture, all manner of cases against your president. Why would people stop crime when a president is committing crime in the highest office? So, South Africa, you get the government you deserve. If you want a president of a gangster, you've got one. But if you want a president that wants to save you and liberate you from the chains of poverty, you have to change your vote.
Premier Oscar Mabuyane should be rotting in jail for corruption in the province, Malema said. He also spoke about the plan to impeach President Cyril Ramaphosa.
The president in parliament now, we are going to start a process of impeachment. So impeachment means
when you are a president, and you live, you earn your salary for the rest of your life.
We pay you for the rest of your life. Rofa security.
We give you security, even an office, that is, and even paid pay for your staff.
Ya baya patela leki rapatela le staff sa office yao. It's called the office of the former president. Kya utsui le tabombe guna leona.
Thabo Mbeki and Jacob Zuma have it. We gave them everything.
So our president is impeached.
So when they say a president is being impeached, he goes empty-handed with no salary or pension or anything.
Atoli salary, atoli pension, atoli anything. So kintweri tomili no go parliament.
That's what we are starting in parliament.
Impeachment process.
Someone who keeps money under the mattress without declaring it to SARS and the Reserve Bank.
Asa declara Reserve Bank. Renar pela re declara re yiwa ke SARS.
Yena has to be declared.
I have partly tax. And then all of us, Vare, we are all equal before the law.
We won't believe that.
Let him be equal before the law, Liena. Appear before the law. Case is open. Nothing has happened because he is above the law.
For Times Live Podcast, I'm Bulelani Nonyokela.